This blog post is written by Urte Raubiter, project manager at AgriFood Lithuania, and it takes us into the heart of Lithuania's berry industry, where a small processing company is quietly rewriting the rules of what counts as waste. Here's turning berries into value, how circular thinking is reshaping Lithuanian food production. Lithuania has a long tradition of making the most of what nature provides. Across the country's food sector, particularly among fruit and berry processors, resourcefulness has never been a trend. It has simply been part of everyday production. As sustainability and circular economy principles become increasingly important across Europe, many Lithuanian producers are discovering that practices they have followed for years are now being recognized as innovative. This is precisely what makes Argonaut's Lithuanian use case so relevant. The project follows the production chain of UAB Melina, operating under the brand Nature's Element, a berry processor based in Babtai that collaborates with the Lithuanian Research Center for Agriculture and Forestry. Rather than focusing on a single product, the company has developed a production model where every stage creates an opportunity for additional value. C. buckthorn, a berry well known in Lithuania for its exceptional nutritional properties, serves as the starting point, but not the end of the story. Materials that might traditionally be treated as processing residues can instead be transformed into ingredients for new food, cosmetic, or other bio-based products, extending the value of each harvest while reducing waste. This approach reflects one of the biggest opportunities within Lithuania's food industry. Berry processing naturally generates side streams rich in fiber, oils, and bioactive compounds. Yet these materials have historically been undervalued despite their commercial potential. Circular production not only reduces waste, but also allows producers to diversify their product portfolio, improve resource efficiency, and create higher value products from the same harvest. Interestingly, interviews conducted with Lithuanian food producers as part of Argonaut revealed that many businesses already work this way, although they rarely describe it using terms such as circular economy or upcycling. Making use of every usable part of a raw material is often viewed simply as common sense or a practice passed down through generations, rather than a sustainability initiative. For many producers, these decisions are driven as much by economic resilience as environmental awareness. Extracting maximum value from every kilogram of produce has long been essential for maintaining profitability. The challenge is not necessarily changing production practices, but making them visible. For Lithuanian food producers, Argonaut represents more than a new reporting tool. It provides a way to document practices that have often gone unnoticed, despite delivering real environmental and economic benefits. As consumer expectations, sustainability legislation, and international markets increasingly demand greater transparency, being able to verify circular production may become just as valuable as the products themselves. As Lithuania continues to strengthen its bioeconomy, examples like Nature's Element demonstrate that circularity is not a distant ambition, but a practical opportunity already taking shape. By combining long-standing production knowledge with digital tools and transparent sustainability data, producers can create greater value from existing resources while strengthening their position in an increasingly sustainability-driven market. That's the story of Nature's Element, proof that circularity in Lithuania's food sector isn't a future goal. It's already happening in the everyday choices producers make. That's a wrap for this episode. Stay tuned to Argonaut for more stories, updates, and insights.